Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
You're gonna want to see this.
This is gonna be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Oh, that's for some of you out there having a bad day.
Nice.
No,
it's Friday, you're not allowed to have a bad day. Not on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Time
to come around.
Time to game.
Yeah, get you some munchies, get you some good drinks, sit back, and game.
That's right, gaming is served.
No, no.
Oh, happy Friday to you all. This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
And I've had way too much Starbucks. I love you, Starbucks.
Yes, she has. Y'all have no idea.
Ooh, y'all don't know how much I love Starbucks. I love Starbucks so much, I own stock in Starbucks and a significant amount of stock in Starbucks.
That is crazy.
I'm out of control. I have to recoup some of this money, seriously. coffee is not cheap. How you doing, Ginger?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm ready to get some gaming news on, man.
Okay, I was choking. So, yes, go ahead and start while I clear my throat. Tell us what you got today.
All right, guys and girls, you got any bubble gum? Because Duke Nukem Forever is set to come. Oh, yes, May 3rd of 2011.
You're an inspiration for birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I'd throw that in for you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Bodacious ego-dosed action game brings over-the-top fun and non-PC humor back to games. 2K Games and Gearbox Software announced today that what will be a landmark date in gaming history. Legendary hero Duke Nukem will make his triumphant return in Duke Nukem Forever on the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft.
And when will that be? When will that be?
This is going to be May 3rd of 2011, so not that far. Not that far.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Mm-hmm. People, there are some guys that are jumping up and down in their cubicles as we speak, screaming.
Looks like PlayStation is going to get it on May 3rd, and Windows is going to get it on May 6th. So, not that far behind there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't know who Duke Nukem is, it's one of the biggest and most recognizable brands in the interactive entertainment industry. They describe him, describe the game as irreverent, non-PC, and uber macho. Duke Nukem is the perfect, uncompromising, I'm going to substitute here, butt-kicking hero to remedy the overdose of today's gaming archetypes.
Archetypes? Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Duke brings his signature brand of babe-loving, cigar-smoking, beer-chugging, and butt-kicking action as he saves the Earth and its babes from hordes of invading aliens. They ask, where will you be when Duke Nukem Forever launches?
Probably here playing it.
And there is a brand new trailer if you want to go watch it over at DukeNukemForever.com.
Yay!
I am looking for a prize, and I'm not seeing one, so can't tell you how much it's going to cost, people. But we do know it's coming May 3rd, so get ready.
And I should probably post that up for you Twitterites. What is that again?
It is DukeNukemForever.com.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting, funny story. Apparently, and I was saying this last night during the show, and you should listen to the show from last night if you haven't, Gadget Wars. Apparently, Ebony, my new word apparently again, Ebony saved a man from a deadly toaster. The Facebook... Why can't I talk today? Every day we have this issue. The Facebook version of the online strategy game Ebony is saying the game with the, you know, you guys know that game, the game that has all the cleavage for ads. And it says, come play this game, all that stuff. Apparently, Mr. 51-year-old Robert Chambers, who suffers from muscular dystrophy, said that a fire started by a toaster began to fill his house with smoke. And because of his disability, Chambers was unable to directly call police on the phone, so he turned on the Ebony chat room. And he asked the people in chat to call the fire department. 10 minutes later, they arrived and took him safely out of the house.
Wow.
Also,
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And that comes just actually from several sources. It's over at Kotaku. It's over at our friends at Game Politics. So very interesting story. Sometimes games have good connotations.
Yeah.
It's not all bad, people. It's not all bad.
No, definitely not. That is just interesting. Using the chat room to call the police.
Hey, I've heard worse. He could have been doing something else in the chat room, so at least it was a good thing.
Oh, Corey, not enough brain bleach today. Come on.
I'm sorry. It's leaking. So what you got? What else you got? I know you got good stuff.
Actually, I've got something I'm not quite for sure about here. Ronnie's Real World of Snooker. Not the kind of the big poofy and, you know, the orange skin. This is Snooker. Koch Media announces Ronnie O'Sullivan as the face of World Snooker Championship Real 2011, the official game of snooker. I'm not quite sure what snooker is. A leading producer and distributor of digital entertainment products, Koch Media today announced that Ronnie O'Sullivan is the face of World Snooker Championship Real 2011. The new sports title, it will distribute for Dark Energy Sports. The official game of snooker is currently being developed and published by Dark Energy Sports for the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC, with a planned release during the second quarter of 2011. I am trying to figure out what snooker is, but I don't know. Looks like it's going to feature real players, real venues, and real tournaments. It also brings gamers closer to the green bays than ever before, with the latest iteration, including full online multiplayer so that snooker fans can compete against one another around the globe. I'm going to go with this kind of some kind of English thing. features all official tournaments of 2010-11 snooker seasons, all the top players from the 2010-11 seasons. Play against snooker fans from around the world using online play, spectacular new graphics and lighting system, rewind time and replay shots from any angle over and over again, all new dynamic challenge mode to really test your skills.
I wonder where they got that from.
Looks like there is no price on this or any kind of real website for this game. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, folks.
Yes, we read what they give us. Okay, I'm really excited about this next story. Some of you older gamers, and especially geeks that build levels and code, like myself, will remember a little company called Garage Games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll be happy to know they're about to make a comeback. Yay! The company, let me break it down for you. Barry Diller gave up on Interactive Corp. That was basically the owner of Garage Games, or the parent company, and they have since decided they were going to make a comeback. The company has a new staff of 24 and is working hard on supporting Torque, and Torque is relatively cheap and can be used to make 2D and 3D games on a variety of platforms, such as PC, Mac, even cell phones, Xbox, and the Wii. Right now, the president, or the chief executive, rather, Eric Pries, is saying that they're going to return to their indie roots. So they're targeting the indie gamer developer community. So they haven't given us a date when we should expect them back, but I would just start camping out their website if you're a would-be game developer. And I'm so happy that they're back because they helped me immensely when I had to build my first level. Forums were awesome because when forums were new, all that. So they helped me. The levels sucked. I was not that good at it, but the next one I built was stellar. But that was under their tutelage. So you might want to check them out. I'm hoping they still have the same URL. Why can I not speak today? GarageGames.com. Having issues.
Maybe
today.
We should get some sleep instead of staying up
all night. I plead the fifth. keep an eye out if you're looking to be a game developer. Torque, really cheap, really, really, really cheap. And Garage Games, they're always excellent with the help. We're happy to see you back, guys. Yay.
Welcome back. Okay, well, I've got a steampunk game. You know how much I love me some steampunk stuff. Behold, next-gen steampunk Arkanoid is here. Game studio Sketch Games, the developer of unique puzzle game Animal Ark, is proud to announce that a new game, Arachno Arena, has been released in the App Store. Arachno Arena is designed exclusively for the iPad. It can be described as enhanced and next-gen version of Arkanoid, set in a beautiful steampunk setting. Arcano Arena brings many gameplay innovations that makes it more entertaining than any other Arkanoid game. Be ready to visit unique steampunk world, enjoy your extraordinary stinger vehicle, meet with Mr. Arcano, and get enough supplies for your journey. You're going to need it. Game features are the Almighty Stinger, the vehicle in the game. Mr. Arcano and his store. Let's upgrade Stinger a little bit, shall we? Guns, lots of guns and upgrades. We love lots of guns. Story, do you have what it takes to win this incredible contest? Unique steampunk setting, 50 different levels and arenas, 3 game modes, dangerous enemies, because, you know, that's what all the guns are for, beautiful graphics, cool sounds, and music, and online top 50. Looks like it's going to cost us $2.99 in the U.S., $2.39 or $1.79 in Euro, whatever else that little thingy means.
Pound, quid.
Pound, francs. Quid, something, francs. But if you're interested in it, you can head over to iTunes, Apple iTunes, and check it out. Again, it's Arkanoid, Arachno Arena, Arkanoarena, and it looks like it's going to be one long word. If you want to find out more about it, they do have a website. Yay for websites. Arkanoarena.com, arcanoarena.com. They've also got a Twitter. You can follow them at Sketch Games on Twitter.
Oh, I thought it was
beautiful.
No. Well, today the leading manufacturer of gaming peripherals and accessories kicked off this Consumer Electronics Show last week, actually, with the announcement of the company's first wireless headset for Xbox 360, and this is called the SteelSeries Spectrum 7B, which combines advanced wireless technology with SteelSeries in exact SMD and live mix features. It also has interchangeable ear cups and innovative audio options with SteelSeries award-winning signature features like the retractable undirectional mic, or 4-piece broken down and 5mm drivers. CEO of the company, Bruce Halver, is saying, "We believe that SteelSeries Spectrum 7B will offer Xbox 360 gamers the right combination of what they should expect and want in a wireless headset." They're saying gamers and industry reviewers gave our Spectrum wired headsets an incredibly positive reception, and we knew immediately after launch that we needed to offer a wireless design to round out the lineup. So this is now available to you, available to buy. It's a little expensive. The Spectrum series will be available, today. So it's available for $149. Oh, wow. You can also check out the headset over at their website, SteelSeries.com. They also have a Facebook and a Twitter, which is SteelSeries on Facebook, and on Twitter is SteelSeries as well. And, wow, that's pretty much all the information they're giving us. Well, there's a lot of little features that probably won't interest you. Most of you just want to know, does it work with my controller or my game? Wow. That's expensive.
Cool. Yeah.
It's expensive. I want one, but I don't want one. That's really, really expensive.
I don't know. I know the wireless headset sounds cool, but I don't know. I worry about it.
I'll tell you what, some of you out there, pick up one and then you tell us if you like it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yay, thank you.
Jam City Roller Girls for Nintendo WiiWare launching on January 24th. Oh yes, we got us some Roller Girls coming to the Nintendo WiiWare. This is going to be for 1,000 points. It's rated E10+. It looks like Jam City Roller Girls is the kind of game independent developers dream about creating.
Okay, I think that we have lost Miss Chen. Are you still there? Yeah, we lost Miss Chen. So I'm going to jump to my next story while we wait for her to come on back. Okay, you geeky girls out there will love this one. Apparently, Well, you probably won't love this. The Galaxy Tab is, according to our friends at Engadget, gets a 1.2 gigahertz overclock. So it's warming up really, 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 really too fast. When it's overclocked, apparently, over at Engadget, they're saying user Bauxite, or the XDA developer forums, has posted a way of boosting the Samsung's hunk of burning Android up to 1.2 gigahertz, along with some stern warnings. They're saying the kernel may not work on your device. It might destroy your device, might, this is funny too, might punch your children. And they're saying, I'm not responsible for any damage caused by this kernel. Use at your own risk. So initial reports are generally positive, but given the risk and the complexity, we think that you guys should probably not try to mod your Galaxy Tab if you have one. But some of you won't care anyway. Again, they're saying you take it unto yourself if you get hurt. Jen, did you make it back? Hello? I guess she did not make it back. I'm working on it, people. We're working on getting her back. Poor baby. Okay, so let me also jump over to game politics. Apparently, Activision successfully has added EA to West and Zampella countersuit. At the end of last month, if you've been following our news, you'll know that last month Activision filed a motion to add EA to its countersuit against former Infinity Wars, which leads Vince Zampella against former Infinity Ward leads Vince Zampella and Jason West. The motion sought to name EA as a cross-defendant for allegedly scheming with the duo to do serious harm to Activision. Many of the details of that allegation were redacted from court documents, and Joystick is reporting that Activision was successfully added to the EA lawsuit and is seeking $400 million for the actual punitive damages. With the new development in the lawsuit comes revelations on all redacted statements in original complaints, specifically emails that put EA in a bad light. We've heard this before from the people over at EA. Not good. Not good at all. So we'll be listening to see how, or we'll keep you posted how that works out. Ginger, did you make it back with us again?
I think so.
I was about to start yelling at people. What happened?
Trust me, I was yelling on my end at stuff.
All right, well, we have gotten our gin back. What you got? I did too while you were gone. You owe me. No, I'm kidding.
Did you finish the City Roller Girls, or did I crash out before I even got that?
You crashed out before you got that. So you want to tell us, because now we're curious, what's going on with
All right, well, Jam City Roller Girls looks like it's being made by an independent developer. The idea was actually hatched during a team outing to a roller derby event. They said while watching the punk skaters with personality, sexiness, and vigor beat the crap out of each other, it seemed like a no-brainer to turn this into a video game. That sounds actually kind of cool. They said they started working with the local leagues, like the Bruce City Bruisers and Mad Rollin' Dolls, and soon they were working with an even larger group, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. So they said here after a year.
So this is gonna it's already a game, or it's gonna be a game?
It's going to be a game on January 24th for 1,000 Wii points. It's gonna be for the Wii, rated E10+. They've got pictures and everything if you want to head over to jamcityrollergirls.com. And sorry, I feel like I'm kind of thrown off with this now.
You know, I'm having memory ticklings, that's what I'm calling it now. You know, you can't quite remember. I've seen them at PAX, I think. The girls were dressed up in their Roller City gear and roaming around PAX, if I'm not mistaken. And I was wondering about it then. I saw a lot of us girly types were very excited about that. I didn't know it was going to be on the Wii. You know, you can't be everywhere at PAX, unfortunately. But I think that sounds interesting, being on the Wii, because that means,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be some actual movement, I hope, and pushing people. Fun.
That would be cool. Yeah, we like pushing people around, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, gosh, this is exciting. Dead or Alive Dimensions. We're going to be putting, this is not really a story. I'm just going to let you guys know we have a ton of media and stuff for you involving Dead or Alive. So we check in for that shortly upon the site. good God, there's a ton of stuff. And there's no news. It's just stuff. It's just trailers. It's just pictures. For those of you who love Dead or Alive. Okay, am I still here? We're having some serious technical difficulties this morning.
Yeah, I still...
I don't know who it is. I'm still here. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hell no, not again.
Oh, God. Okay, so, Jen, what you got? This is amazing today.
Did you do the minecart rumble while I was gone?
I did not. Please tell us about it.
Right. Free minecart rumble update, the big freeze, this Friday. Following minecart rumble success, we at Chaos Trend have a free update coming Friday 20th of January called the big freeze. They say this update is going to include 4 new levels, a new environment for Jethro to battle the forces of bad company. It's going to be a cold fought fight battle between good and evil. I'm sorry, this is really worded poorly. It's going to be a good cold fought battle between good and evil in a winter wonderland. This update is the first in a line of Minecart Rumble updates. There's a new update coming soon, which we will see Jethro going through some old mines that have some very special buildings and clues to where he is. Keep updated with the latest Minecart Rumble developments at our blog site, blog.chaostrend.com. They don't really say much else. They say anybody who signs up for an account over there is entered to win in a drawing for a free iPad. So that's cool if you want to hang out and try to get that kind of thing. Otherwise, don't have much more info for you.
Well, all of you gamers, religious gamers, Catholic gamers specific, I want to pay attention to this. U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops apparently support net neutrality in a letter to Congress claiming not to be political and then laying out an agenda that is highly political. Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York, president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and aptly also called the USCCB, threw his support behind the net neutrality. The Archbishop what is with you people over at Game Politics? I love y'all. Sometimes y'all are just as crazy. They've put up an excerpt of the letter. It says, as the Internet continues to grow in its influence and prominence in American lives, we support legislation and federal regulations that ensure equal access to the Internet for all, including religious and nonprofit agencies, as well as those in more sparsely populated or economically distressed areas. True net neutrality is necessary for people to flourish in a democratic society. And I love also that they put as a point of reference, so he's saying the church is not being political. He also had this to say, as bishops, of course, we approach public policy not as politicians, but as pastors and teachers. Our moral principles have always guided our everyday experience in caring for the hungry and homeless, offering health care and housing, educating children, and reaching out to those in need. No. You can read part of that story over at our friends at Game Politics, and if you want to read the entire statement that he released, you can visit their website. And guys, do I need to tell you to behave? I don't think you can leave comments, but there is an email address. Please, no death threats, no crazy leet speak. You know, just read it and go. You can go over to www.usccb.org and take a look there. Well, I say you could voice your opinions, but do so intelligently, please. Some of you are not all there. They're listening. I shouldn't have to be saying this to you people.
Oh, holy shit. I got websites opening up, and I don't know why. Stop.
Jen is being attacked. We're not having a good day.
I don't know why that was opening. Okay, that was weird.
So are you ready?
I am ready. I am ready. I was looking at this announcement. Next thing, stuff starts going off. It's like, oh no. Square Enix announces Bust a Move Universe for Nintendo 3DS. Classic puzzle series includes enhanced features and vibrant 3D effects. Square Enix Incorporated, the publisher of Square Enix Interactive Entertainment products in North America, today announced Bust a Move Universe for the Nintendo 3DS handheld system. The popular puzzle game will be reborn in full 3D on Nintendo 3DS system and will be available this spring. Bust a Move is the next iteration in the popular puzzle series that has remained a fan favorite since it first appeared in 1994 as a Taito arcade game. While the standard gameplay mechanics remain the same, connect three or more colorful bubbles to make them disappear. And now I'm going to lose my voice. Several enhanced features will also make their debut in a Bust a Move universe. Features are endless bubble popping fun. Oh, I love popping me some bubbles. Clear round after round in puzzle mode with this explosive boss battle, or take 100-second, 300-second, or nonstop bubbles in challenge mode. Ooh, nonstop bubbles. Simple gameplay mechanics. Shoot, connect, and burst bubbles of the same color. Full 3D effects. Engaging gameplay in a vibrant 3D universe. Familiar cast, iconic characters, Bub and Bob are instantly recognized by gamers as the heroes of Bust a Move and Bubble Bob. This is rated E, so if you want to head over and check it out, looks like they're going to be selling it for $29.99. That's not a bad price.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, and I don't actually have a website, but I'm sure if you head over to the Square Enix website, you can probably find more about it. Again, it's called Bust a Move Universe for the Nintendo 3DS.
Wow, they're going to launch with a lot of titles, it looks like, and very interesting titles.
Yeah.
Well, yet another headset for you people. Just like the gaming conferences, they are out of control too. Turtle Beach, who is the leader in premium gaming headsets, or so they say, and audio entertainment accessories, has announced the latest innovations for the entire year. They're announcing the Earforce PX5 programmable wireless surround sound headset, that's a mouthful, and the most technologically advanced headset ever designed for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 gaming, the Earforce P11 amplified stereo gaming headset. Gosh, people, I think you need to shorten your names. That's the one for PS3, and the one for the Xbox is the XC1 Xbox Live Communicator headset. All of these, of course, were unveiled during CES in Las Vegas, if you missed it. Let me try to get a price for you guys. Well, actually, this one's considerably cheaper than the one I mentioned earlier, the Turtle Beach Earforce P11 One gaming headset for the PlayStation, which is also compatible with your PC and Mac, is available for $49.99, either francs, pounds, or quid, whatever it is.
Whatever that is.
I'm so going to get in trouble. I'm sorry, my UK people. Please don't cut us. You can find more or take a look at the headset at turtlebeach.com/P11. The one for the Xbox Live, which I don't believe is compatible with anything but Xbox Live, is only $19.99 quid francs or pounds. All of these are due to be released in the second quarter of 2011, which probably means around May, June, July, somewhere in there. And again, you can find both of these headsets over at their website, turtlebeach.com. Yay! Another headset. It's been a year of headsets and game conferences.
It has headsets and parties.
Oh wait, so far
conferences. That's right.
So far. Well, we have about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, I think I can fill 2 minutes really quick.
Well, now we have 1 minute. We need to take a break.
All right. Well, then y'all will just have to wait. I've got some news about some little blue guys. After the break.
Oh, I almost said it. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to download to hear.
Yay! Just happened a second ago. What is going on? We'll be in trouble.
Hey, recover nicely. You're a gamer.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not spiking in. We'll be in trouble.
Amazing. Oh, wow.
Oh my god, I just ran in.
Please.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble.
Oh, quick. Yay, we have made it back, I believe.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many.
Oh, we have collected ourselves. It's already a crazy Friday. Not a bad Friday, it's a crazy Friday. Crazy.
It's going to be one of those Fridays, people.
I'm ready. I had my Starbucks. I can do anything. That's my super juice. Bring it on. Throw it all at me. Throw the worst. I got it.
No, I don't need any more caffeine. I think I'm wired up enough now. Thanks.
So what's this news that you got? What?
Oh, yeah. Laffage, I'm probably saying this wrong, Belgium, and Sony Pictures Consumer Products Incorporation, and Ubisoft. Laffage, Belgium, and Sony Pictures Consumer Products Incorporated signed Ubisoft to develop game for the Smurfs feature film. Oh, yeah, little blue guys are coming to our gaming.
I don't know about that.
I know, but it's Smurfs. You know, if they make Lego Smurfs, I'm all over that. This is going to be designed for the Wii system for the Nintendo and Nintendo DS family of handheld systems. The Smurfs video game is scheduled to launch the release of the feature film. So that's going to be this summer sometime. Smurfs make their first 3D trip to the big screen in The Smurfs. When evil wizard Gargamel chases the tiny blue Smurfs out of their village, they tumble from their magical world and into ours. In fact, smack dab into the middle of Central Park. Just three apples high and stuck in the Big Apple. The Smurfs must find a way to get back to their village before Gargamel tracks them down.
Why?
I don't know.
That's all I can say is why. Why? Why would you? Why? I don't understand. Why?
I don't know.
Well, that's another childhood memory ruined. Thank you, people.
Ruined.
Completely ruined. Well, I was trying to get some information for you guys because as we were saying before the break, there are tons, and I mean tons. The 3DS is, as usual, because this is usual Nintendo style, is launching with tons of titles, and I'm going to run down a quick list here just to get some of you excited. Kid Icarus Uprising, Nintendo Dogs, and cats. Remember, some of you were complaining about that back in the day. Why are there no cats? So now you have cats. You got your Paper Mario 3DS, Pilot Wings Resort, which I believe is a simulator, which is just going to be all kind of get me all kind of excited. No, I'm sorry, it's not. You got your Star Fox 64 in 3D, Steel Driver, and some of you want to sit down because I'm hyperventilating just, you know, about to read it. The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time in 3D. Oh, my God. I love Link. You also have WarioWare Snapped. And there's like 22 pages, people, of games being released for the 3DS. Trust me, you will not have, you will not lack for anything to do once you get it, in addition to all its little features. So we advise you to put your order in now. You know how these things sell out. Wow. There's 22 pages. Did you hear me when I said 22 pages?
That is a lot of pages.
22 pages of games coming out on the 3DS. Wow.
Yeah, I know what I can use to go to sleep from now on. Just read the titles of those over and over again.
I'm thinking I will be getting a lot of these games and just in the bed. Just wake up with the stylus in my hand or whatever it is you'll be using now. Oh, nice. So, Jim, what you got? What you got? I know you got something else good. I know you do.
Actually, I do have some good stuff. Pre-order is now available for the EverQuest 2 Destiny of Veilius. Did you already read this while I was gone?
I did not, but I did see that. They sent it to us a while ago.
Limited time pre-order price of collector's editions includes bonus items. They say what? Yeah, bonus items. The latest addition to the monumental MMORPG franchise, EverQuest 2, Destiny of Veilius, I'm probably saying that wrong, presents an unmatched all-in-one compilation pack loaded with a groundbreaking EverQuest 2-based game, 7 thrilling expansions, and 3 exciting adventure packs. In the latest EverQuest 2 expansion, players are transported to the legendary Great Waste of Veilius, where the towering dungeons and dangerous beasts and epic storylines provide the ultimate MMO experience. EverQuest 2, Destiny of Elias, launches in its adventures into the sky, redelivering impressive new features and gameplay, including flying mounts. Oh, I wonder where they're going to get...
I think we lost Jen again.
Available, there you are. did you lose me again?
Yeah, you said something about flying mounts, and then you were gone for a second.
I said, I wonder where they got that from. Where got me that from? Destiny of Elias is available for pre-order through select game retailers via digital download for the suggested retail price of $39.99 USD for the regular edition or $59.99 USD for the collector's edition, which includes several in-game bonus items. Players who purchase the expansion through retailers will receive a bonus that includes a standard of the Dame Cloak, an animated glowing hammer cloak to further customize their character. That's kind of neat. The features of this new expansion are you're going to be able to soar above Norrath with flying mounts, crawl your way through 10 dangerous dungeons, complete 4 new heritage quests, battle more than 300 new quests, conquer 1 new massive contested dungeon, discover 2 new overland zones, defeat 4 new raid instances, collect more than 1,000 new weapons and items, journey through a new signature quest line, and slay more than 30 new creatures. Oh, and also equip more than 100 new armor sets.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we go. Everybody's been wondering what's going to be going on in the Collector's Edition. Well, I've got that for you. 4 Velius portal paintings, a loyal snow hound pet, I'm going to mess up this name and I apologize, to Serena's wedding present house item, cryomantic armor.
That's not acceptable.
Plate.
Not acceptable.
I'm sorry. Everfrost prestige summer home and Stormfeather brood guardian flying mount appearance. Looks like this is all going to be happening on February 22nd of 2011 is going to be the release date. So congratulations, EverQuest 2 players. Get out there and pre-order your stuff now so you can get all the cool stuff.
Or... not. No, I'm kidding. I'm being mean. Please get out and order it. I don't want EverQuest to die. I just wish they'd go back to their original formula. Thank you. Well, apparently, see my new word?
Apparently. Apparently. For me. That's my word.
Oh, well, I got to get a new word then by next week. I'll have a new word by Monday. Konami is planning to take over Hudson Soft. They announced this week it will completely... Pwn Hudson Soft. No, I'm kidding. The company owns 50% of the Bomberman series creator and plans to buy the rest of the remaining shares. Hudson Soft will be delisted from the stock market on March 29th, and on April 1st, Konami will buy the remaining 2.5 million shares. Can I get in on this? Hudson Soft CEO, oh wow, this is going to be a difficult one, and I'm very sorry. Michihiro Ishikawa.
No, see, you're supposed to know.
Because I want to learn to speak Japanese. It's really bad. He'll be stepping down on March the 31st, and he'll be replaced by Konami Digital's Kazuhiko. Konami is buying the company outright to take advantage of its online and social gaming development acumen, and Hudson regularly releases games on various digital distribution channels, including the PlayStation Network, Xbox Live Arcade, iOS, smartphones, and via Facebook. I did tell y'all the fights were getting vicious. So now we have I'm assuming it's a hostile takeover. That 2.5 million sounds hostile to me. You can find this story over at our friends at Game of Sutra if you're into that sort of thing. I love this stuff. I love when they get into fights. It's just wonderful. Jen, you got something else? If not, I got another story.
I'm trying, but my page doesn't want to load it. Hold on. Did you talk about Activision ads at EA?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, you did? Oh, well, then I'm going to skip that one. Lava Loops Lite available on the App Store. Become addicted to Lava Loops for free. We like free. Nuevo Retro Games is excited to announce the release of Lava Loops Lite for the iPhone and iPad. If you aren't already in the loop with Lava Loops, then this is your opportunity to sample this incredibly addictive game for free. Experience the straightforward game mechanics and gentle difficulty curve with the first 15 challenges from the full game. So it looks like we're not going to get the full game, just the first 15 parts of it. If you're already captivated in the loop, making fun with the full version of Lava Loops on either the iPhone or the iPad, Nuevo Retro Games is Grames. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say Grames all day today. I think I got Grames on the game. Games is pleased to announce an update for the full version. These updates include a larger playing area and significant enhancement to the iPhone menus. Spin the pipe pieces and get linked into the looping, making fun with Lava Loops light available on the... available now on the App Store. It's going to be one of those days. Oh, that just totally threw me off. NuevoRetroGames.com is the website if you want to find out more.
Visit.
Please do. Please do.
Well, let me lift everybody's spirits. You guys remember us telling you the story about the World of Wars of StarCraft modder?
Yes.
Well, there are reports, rumors circulating that someone at Riot Games contacted, or a Riot Games employee was commenting on the story, which originally was posted on Pixelated Geek, and asked the World of StarCraft modder if he'd like a job. we quote, says, Ryan, I'd love to hire you at Riot Games. Please email me, and I'm not going to say the email address. I hate that they posted it. So we can at least chat about it. The offer seems to be bona fide. According to a post on the League of Legends forums, Riot Games did announce that they would be hiring 100 employees to ramp up their plans for 2011. It's not a done deal yet, but it looks like a good chance he'll have a job from all of this. Ryan is quoted as saying, he said, I would be a complete idiot not to basically accept the job. I've waited my whole life for something like this. I feel like I'm in a dream, man.
I don't blame him. That's awesome.
Did I say he's probably going to get a job because he handled it well? He didn't say anything snarky. He says, whatever they want me to do, I'll do. So I think that's what earned him some really cool points, especially with Riot Games. Neither Activision nor Blizzard have yet to comment publicly about this. So we'll see what they have to say. They should snatch him up themselves if they were smart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting. We'll keep you posted as soon as we learn stuff. Oh, I said it's so good to hear a happy ending on a Friday when it seems so crazy today. Doesn't it seem crazy?
So crazy. So crazy. Everything is going so well right up until my eardrums got blasted out.
Yeah. Now, you know what this is prompting also? I'm noticing over at Game Politics and this story, you have several people now that are posting links to their own mods trying to get a job. So that's going to be interesting to see people trying to get in. Hey, I know how to do this too.
Oh, you know what? If they've got the background, they've taught themselves how to do it, they already know, why not? I've got to take some money off the training.
Yeah, but he's on the job. Wow. I'm really excited for him. I hope he gets the job.
And I do too. That's awesome.
Yeah, excited.
I like seeing that.
He's fantastical.
See, hackers, if you put your talent to, good use. Sorry. All right, so we got time for one more story, or?
I think you do.
All right, Raptor Call of the Shadows 2010 edition now available on the Mac App Store. .emu, developer and publisher specialized in bringing retro games back to life, is proud to announce a first game for the Mac App Store with an explosive title, Raptor Call of the Shadows. Three other games will be following very soon, Nikki Boom, Nikki Boom 2, and Krypton Egg. Looks like for this Raptor game, as a mercenary in the not-so-distant future, flying the super-advanced Raptor space fighter, you'll be sent on an interplanetary mission to knock out your Megacorp's top competitors. Battle against hordes of relentless enemies, spend the bounties claimed for their demise to expand your devastating arsenal. One of the best 2D shoot-em-up ever made is back on your Mac. According to GameTrailers.com, one of the best 2D shooters ever made. An impressive arsenal of upgradable hardcore deadly weapons. That you also get to earn more cash to improve your ship's technology. Fast-paced action with a pulse-pounding soundtrack to pump some adrenaline into your veins. And the 2010 edition features improved graphics, native support for higher resolutions, and standard old-school graphics are also available. Looks like they do have a video preview of Raptor Call of Shadows over on YouTube, if you want to look that up. And the official website is raptor-game.com. Looks like the launch price for the Mac App Store is going to be $2.99 USD or £239, francs, whatever that thing is. So go over there and check that out.
Well, here I'm going to jump in one more because this one is cracking me up. I have to talk about it. You heard of my Ford Touch. You guys know it's super, super, super high tech as far as cars go. They're having to offer classes for some of you out there. They're saying it's a great way to manage your car. Of course, it has four-way controllers on the steering wheel for navigating through the simple menus. It has, yes, it has a computer inside, has a central touch panel, even voice recognition so you can live out your Michael Knight fantasies. However, some of you who didn't grow up with a controller in your hand are having some trouble operating the car. So Consumer Reports recently rallied against the system, and Ford is now making the transition a little bit easier for some of you out there. Hello? Oh.
No, I'm sorry. I was just muting for a second.
You know you can't do that. Crazy, crazy technology. Okay, so apparently many of the dealers are now offering tutorial sessions for the owners of the Ford. My Ford Touch, and you can attend a 45-minute class that'll teach you, your salesman will be teaching you how to use your car. yes, because that's what you really want to do, according to Engadget, is you want to spend 45 minutes after you've haggled over your car and signed the paperwork to now have to learn how to drive it or how to operate it all over again. Wow.
Interesting.
Yes, if you want to check out images or you want to check out the Ford, unfortunately, they don't have a link. You can probably just go to Ford.com, I think, is their website. Go and check them out. I think the car looks awesome. The dashboard is, I mean, it really does look all high-tech, and it's all blue and glowy.
Blue and glowy.
And touchscreen's always good. And it looks like it does things like adjust the climate in the car and let you check on, gosh, gas. Look at that. You guys got to go check this out. Go over at Engadget.com and tell them we sent you. Type in Ford or my Ford Touch and you'll find images from it. It is absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful car. I can't believe it's American. I'm sorry to say that. But I can't believe it's American. So I guess we should get out of here, eh? Hey, Jen, we should get out of here.
Yes, 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 yes. I think we should.
Well, before we say goodbye, before I give you the music, I do want to let you guys know we have a special event coming in February, and the announcement for that will be coming. We've kind of announced it already, but the official PR, all that good stuff will come out on Monday. Those of you who heard the show last night already know, go over to Fallen Earth and start getting yourself signed up for an account. And if you need one, let us know because we can get you some nice 30-day action so you can get signed up and play with us. It is a lovely Valentine's Day lovesick zombie event, and there will be a special weapon given away. That I will not tell you until Monday, and you can only get it when you play with us in Fallen Earth. And on that note, we need to get out of here. Let you guys get back to work. Stop listening to us and blaming us for your unproductivity.
Yes, don't blame us. Y'all didn't bring us any pizza. It's not our fault.
No, they can't. This is for Ginger, by the way.
I love this song. Bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'ma love with you. Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'ma love with you.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.